News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
That Daft report that indicates that rents have risen by, I think, to the order of 4.5% over the last quarter, the single fastest quarterly increase in asking price rents in 20 plus years. And earlier on, we were talking to Ronan Lyons, professor in economics at Trinity College Dublin and author of the report, and he gave his analysis.
Over the last couple of years, typically rents in the open market have gone up by something like 4% a year. What we've seen between December and March is rents going up by almost 4.5% in the space of 3 months. What's happening here is the rent control rules were changed. And in one of the key ways they were changed is that now when a tenant voluntarily leaves, the landlord can reset to the level of market rents around rather than having to keep the rent at the same rate plus a couple of percent that they had charged the previous tenant. And that means if you were a landlord and you were well below the market because of rent pressure zones over the last 10 years or so, now has been your opportunity in the last 2 months or so to reset to the market. And it looks like, in particular in the cities around the country, that landlords have taken that opportunity with that big increase.
And that's Ronan Lyons there, the author of the Daft Report and professor in economics at Trinity College Dublin. And Ronan, of course, gave much more detail when we were speaking to him just after 7 o'clock. If you missed that and you want to listen back, newstalk.com, or you can go on the Go Loud app. I'm joined now by Genevieve McGurk, who's CEO of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers. And Genevieve, one of the things that Ronan indicated in that analysis was that we now stand at a point where there are just under 2,500 houses available to rent nationwide. And what normality would look like would be a figure nearly double that, that we should have in the region of about 5,000. It doesn't look like we are getting any closer to solving our housing crisis.
Good morning, Anton. Yeah, unfortunately, not good news again for renters this morning. I mean, the rents are being seriously affected by a chronic undersupply, as you've stated. Pre-pandemic, there was over 4,000 rental properties available, and that was considered low at the time. And now we're at 2,500. So it's not good news for renters this morning. Unfortunately, what we're seeing from members in the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers is that smaller landlords in particular are leaving the market. And you'll see that with the RTB release figures there last week, that there was over 7,000 notice of terminations issued. 60% of those notices were saying that they cited the reason they were issuing the notice was because they were selling the property, they were leaving the market altogether.
Now, at first glance, that looks like a bad thing. Is it of necessity a bad thing? Because maybe you could make an argument that says this is a necessary transition as we move to more professional landlords who will provide bulk properties.
Yeah, I mean, there is definitely a need for, like, because we have a chronic undersupply, we do need professional landlords on the market. But they are going to look at bigger cities where they're getting a good return: Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Galway, and Waterford. But outside of that, small landlords play a key. You know, they are key in rural areas in particular, and towns and villages outside of the big cities. The larger landlords aren't interested in those properties. And if we're seeing the continued fall in the smaller landlords, that chronic undersupply is only going to get worse outside of the bigger cities. So it's back to the usual supply.
And when we talk about supply, even the properties that are available, some of the rents are eye-watering. I mean, the figures revealing that in Galway, or rather, sorry, Cork, you're going to spend on a two-bedroom apartment. So this isn't a four-bed semi-D. Two-bed apartment, £2,126. In Galway, £2,290. In Dublin, two-bedroom apartment, €2,600 for the average.
Yeah. Unfortunately, when we introduced rent pressure zones, we had a situation where we had particularly smaller landlords, you'll find, tended to keep rentals on the lower scale. So they would be under the general market value. And because if they had a good tenant, they wanted to keep the tenant in situ. It made sense to them. They looked after the property and there was a relationship there. It's unfortunate that public debate around rents has tended to pit landlords against tenants, where in reality they've a shared interest. But because of rent controls being put in place, it does mean that when when landlords had an opportunity to reset rents, it appears as if, you know, those that were on the very, very low rents and were stuck in RPZs for such a long period of time and were potentially not, were making a loss, because you have to remember smaller landlords pay over 50% in tax. They increased the rents to market rent. So that's obviously increasing the overall rent and the average rent now, because you're seeing those that were in the RPZs now coming into market value rents, plus the then chronic undersupply. So
now, I suppose you could make an argument off the back of that that suggests that at least if there is a silver lining to that cloud, it is that that might be a once-off recorrection and therefore not something that we will see as a continuing trend throughout the year.
Yeah, I would like, I mean, more evidence is needed. I mean, these regulations only came in to in situ from the 1st of March. So, like, I suppose we're looking at this with caution. So we do need to see if this trend is going to continue. When the rules were announced back in June, we did see an immediate reaction from the market, a lot of concern. And what landlords were telling our members was that they felt a loss of control with more changes. So that was what their concern was. I suppose we'll have to see if that will settle.
Genevieve, thanks. Genevieve McGurk, CEO of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers. Lots of texts. We are looking for a four-bedroom house in County Galway. Saw a house on Daft in Oranmore for €3,750 a month. Insanity, says the text. Another: if it was reported yesterday that apartment building is up, so the rent increases are boosting supply, but more professional landlords are going to be faster to increase rents when possible than the much vilified mom and pop landlords. And from the view of the mom and pop landlord, Texas say, why should landlords subsidize a tenant from their own pocket by not availing of the market rent for their own property? Another: the government have pushed landlords into a situation where it's a better option to rent short-term to holidaymakers rather than long-term to tenants. Serious errors made in the balancing of rights. If you have a view, 53106 or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.